It's been almost a year now since Governor Rick Snyder took office. In the past 12 months, many longtime political observers have been more than a little surprised at the speed in which the governor has been able to get his priorities through the legislature. We've got a new business tax and a balanced budget. Still, not everyone is happy with what the governor has accomplished. The state now has some controversial new laws, including new power for emergency managers and a law that taxes some senior citizens' pensions. Governor Snyder joins us now to take a look back on his first year on the job. Governor, you came into office promising to work against the status quo of Lansing, and you had a lot on your agenda. What was your biggest challenge trying to accomplish everything you wanted to?
Well, a big part of it was actually changing the culture, and we're still working on that because in some cases, a lot of good people work in Lansing, but too much of Lansing was focused on the topic of money rather than real results for real people. When I first came to Lansing, a lot of times I'd go into a meeting after people would say hi, they would say, we want money, we need money. And that's not the appropriate question. I mean, I looked at it from a private sector person saying, so what? The real question is let's talk about real results for real people, and then it can be appropriate to say what resources do you need to do that, including funding.
Do you think you have fully changed that culture now, or do you still have some work to do?
Oh, you don't change a culture even in a year, but we've made tremendous progress.
Now, your poll numbers have declined significantly since you took office. How do you interpret those numbers?
Well, we've asked for a lot of change. And one of those things happens is when you ask for change, everybody sort of likes the idea until it affects them. And then the human nature reaction on first blush is even if you don't like what's going on, a lot of people have difficulty with, you know, change. So we're getting through that in a positive way. And I think overall, if you talk to people, they may disagree with this item or that item, but I believe most Michiganders are supportive of the general direction we're going because we're really moving Michigan ahead. We're seeing jobs being created. We're moving in a positive way. Unemployment's coming down. We're starting to pay off long-term liabilities to leave a better place for our kids. Those are the things that I got elected to do, and we're moving forward with those.
But what about those numbers? Do you acknowledge that a majority of voters aren't happy with the job you're doing?
Polling numbers aren't something I dwell on. I look at them, but you have to look in terms of getting through the transitional phases of a number of these actions. So I don't get bogged down in that. I do respect polls. There are a lot of different ways they get done, but the main thing that counts is I'm doing the things that I was hired to do.
What happened this past year that you didn't expect, or what surprised you?
Well, there's positive and negative surprises. On the positive side, one thing I've really enjoyed are working with people in state government. We've got a lot of good, hardworking people. We can do a better job of getting the bureaucracy out of their way so they can give our citizens better service. So that's one of the big goals for next year is to focus in on more what I would describe as good government. On the challenging side would be the thing I started with is talking about the undue focus on simply people wanting money rather than seeing how it can make a difference in people's lives.
Now, Governor, you obviously have to work closely with the legislature in order to be an effective governor. In your opinion, are lawmakers spending enough time on job creation and improving the state's economy, or is too much effort going into the divisive issues that you had said you wanted to stay away from?
Well, they spent a lot of time on the initiatives we've asked them to work on, and I appreciate that. So, again, I think they've done a good job this year in terms of their hard work. They have been very active, and they still are. They're going to be working hard right up until they leave the end of this week. So it's been a very busy season for the legislators. I appreciate their hard work. We've signed probably about 250 bills into law already this year, and if you think about it, that's a tremendous workload, and more important than the quantity is the quality. There's been a lot of good legislation passed.
What do you want the state to look like 1 year from now at the end of 2012?
Well, we should see continuing economic improvement. That's the top priority in terms of more people having a job, more people finding opportunity, hopefully more young people coming up, finding a better alignment of where they can get the skills and the experiences they need to either go on to university or to get a good skilled trade position. So a lot of it is creating that environment so there are more people, more families being successful.
And Governor, give yourself a grade for this past year. What would you give yourself?
Well, I'm in letter grades, I'll leave that to the citizens. As a practical matter, we've had a very good, productive year. Have we accomplished all our pieces? Well, I always want to do better, but we've made tremendous progress, and we're just going to keep up relentless positive action into next year. It's a philosophy that works well. we're showing good progress, and I appreciate the opportunity to serve our citizens.
Governor Snyder, thank you for talking with me today.
It's great to be with you. Thanks.